The Skagway Assembly asks White Pass for collaboration on port renovations. And a Haines songwriter will use a Rasmussen Award on a Dr. Phil-inspired project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines Only Garbage Disposal Company will be back in business Tuesday morning. Community Waste Solutions was closed for several days after an unknown substance was released into the air, potentially causing contamination. Multiple employees received medical treatment after exposure to the chemical. CWS manager Sally Garten said Monday afternoon that an environmental expert from Juneau gave the go-ahead to reopen. Garten said the expert inspected the area and interviewed employees. He said the substance could have been bear spray, insect repellent, or pesticide. Cans of those three materials were found in the vicinity. Garten says they'll be back to normal operations Tuesday at 10 a.m. In an attempt to move along stalled port renovations, the Skagway Assembly wants to reopen negotiations with the company that controls much of its waterfront. In 2015, voters rejected a tidelands lease with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, putting port improvements in limbo. The lease is up in 2023. But a cruise industry group says changes need to be made in the next few years. The Cruise Lines International Association, also known as CLIA, sent a letter to the municipality. It urges them to make the improvements needed to accommodate larger vessels at the city's ore dock. In the letter, the organization says Skagway's existing dock facilities won't be able to welcome larger ships that have proposed port calls in 2019. At a meeting last week, the assembly voted unanimously to send a letter to White Pass President John Finlayson, asking to work together to make necessary waterfront improvements. Here's Assemblyman Tim Cochran with Mayor Mark Schaefer responding.
This is basically, hey Skagway, let's get your stuff together.
We have to do something.
We got to do something, and we got to do something now.
We're in imminent danger, I think.
Schaefer hopes to schedule a meeting with White Pass before June 15th. The assembly also wants to review the railroad's plans for the waterfront after the lease expires. Schaefer also invited CLIA to collaborate with the municipality during the design of new dock facilities. In an interview Monday, Finlayson said White Pass hasn't responded to the city yet, but they are excited about the prospect of working together. He says Skagway is stronger when White Pass and the municipality collaborate. An effort to make Skagway more welcoming is moving forward. Last week, the assembly voted unanimously to adopt a resolution that emphasizes the municipality's commitment to inclusiveness. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The resolution acknowledges that Skagway, quote, is committed to maintaining a peaceful and inclusive community open to all, and it notes the town's large number of visitors. The move was motivated by the group Take Action Skagway, or TASK. The organization formed after the Women's March to promote positive political action. Earlier this year, they wrote a letter asking the municipality to take an official stance as a welcoming community. Robin Salfisberg, one of TASK's organizers, spoke with KHNS about the resolution in March.
Having the city officially committing to providing a safe place for people, regardless of ethnicity, race, religious belief, or sexual orientation.
Assemblyman Orion Hansen is on the Civic Affairs Committee that drafted the resolution.
The basic premise of what's here is that we do want people to feel welcome and safe in Skagway, whoever they are. So I think it's a good gesture, because we do welcome people of all shapes and sizes off the ships and tourists and everything from all over the world. So we want to extend that that welcome, that we want you here no matter who you are.
The resolution calls for the establishment of a welcome garden to be situated within the Pullen Creek Shoreline Park. Hansen said there were three possible options for a location along the trail, but two of them were less enticing.
Number one is just not going to be utilized. It's too out of the way. People won't even know it's there. Spot number three is pretty exposed. The Organic Gardening Club had serious concerns that anything that was planted there would live. It's right on the road. It's pretty compacted. Part of it's already paved, and it gets a lot more wind.
He said the second option, which is situated in the middle of the Streamwalk Trail, away from busy roads, makes the most sense.
Number two is a little more protected, and it would tie in really well with the features of the Streamwalk as they are. That is a very nice improvement that the city's invested in, and this would tie right into it.
That's the one the Assembly voted for. Draft plans for the space include a circle of bricks with the word welcome in different languages and a mosaic in the center. Right now, the Assembly has $5,000 set aside in next year's budget for the garden. The municipality will work with the Skagway Organic Gardening Society to establish the new landmark. You can link to draft plans for the garden with this report on our website, khns.org. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Two Haines residents are getting a financial boost to work on artistic projects. Christy Tanks Fowler and Jessica Plokta are among 30 people chosen by the Rasmussen Foundation for Individual Artists Awards. Later this week, we'll hear from Plokta, but first we'll take a look at Tanks Fowler's artistic pursuit that's years in the making. Christy Tanks Fowler has spent much of her adult life running the Bamboo Room Restaurant and Pioneer Bar, but her passion is songwriting, and she's channeled that energy into a unique musical endeavor. Here's how it started.
I would do the tills with the TV on, and then the Dr. Phil show was always on.
You have to ask yourself, what is the cost of being in this relationship? What's it costing me to be here?
So I found myself writing down his quips and quotes, and I'd share them with my friends. And one day I realized that those quotes would make great hooks for songs.
Tanks Fowler decided to make an album of songs based on the advice from the TV host and psychologist. Her goal was to one day share the project with Dr. Phil McGraw himself. Here's one example. First, the advice Dr. Phil gave.
In his book, Self Matters, he has a paragraph about Mr. Robert Jackson in his obituary for somebody who didn't follow their dreams.
Now, Tanks Fowler's musical interpretation.
Mr. Robert Jackson died yesterday of complications that grew from regrettably doing a lifetime of crap he didn't really want to do.
She's worked on these songs for about 10 years. There are 28 of them. A few years ago, two filmmakers, David and Monica Wolzen, found out about Fowler's project. They decided to make a documentary. Here's a clip from their 2014 Kickstarter fundraising video.
Above the Bamboo Room is not just about Christy and her dream of becoming Dr. Phil's personal songwriter. It's really about what it's like to have dreams and goals and aspirations in your life and not letting personal circumstances actually stand in the way of obtaining those dreams, even if they are a little crazy.
The film crew is still working on the documentary called Above the Bamboo Room, and that's where the Rasmussen grant comes in. Tanks Fowler wants to record demos of her songs to be used in the documentary.
I just wrote one called The 83rd Sheep from the Left, which was based on another quote of his, that if you're not your authentic self, if you don't use the gifts you've been given, then you're nothing more than the 83rd sheep from the left in row 487,946.
The $7,500 grant is enabling Tanks Fowler to commission recordings of 25 songs, including that one. Here it is, performed by the Lack Family Band.
Does a fish have to swim in a school? Do I gotta be somebody's fool? I don't wanna stare at your back.
The documentarians will soon have plenty of music to choose from for the Above the Bamboo Room film. Tanks Fowler thinks the documentary, when it is finished, will be her best shot to get the attention of the Dr. Phil show.
What would it be like if that dream actually came true?
I could exhale, finally. Yeah, that would be, it would be wonderful. And I especially want my songs to help people. So that would be the best part.
Tangs Fowler says even though her songs are inspired by Dr. Phil, she also draws from her own life experiences. And she hopes the messages they convey can help people be more than the 83rd sheep from the left.
In my dreams, I had thoughts of my own. I didn't march in step like a drone.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. My soul as I am.